We are I. Good morning, everybody. It is 4:39 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Hope everybody had a great day yesterday and a weekend that was worth living. And the reason why that I say that is because everything about this podcast has to do with something that I did on this weekend or last weekend, but it has really nothing to do with a physical adventure or anything great. It actually has to do with sitting around and doing nothing. I got sucked into a TV show, which I can't even remember the last time that this happened. But the interesting part about this is it's a show that I've tried to watch before multiple times in the past, but I could never get past the first episode. And then this time when I looked at the show, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going to give it one more try. And I remember this was the same way with Breaking Bad, where everybody kept saying like, oh, Breaking Bad's such a good show and you got to watch it and you got to binge watch and blah, blah, blah. And I could never get past the first episode. And then once I did, I realized that this show it was crazy. It was great. One of the great TV shows ever made. Complete waste of time watching it all, but like absolutely worth watching at the same time. Now, this show, same thing, Vikings. Now, you may have heard of it, you may not. It came out, gosh, I think almost even like 10 years ago now. I think the first season came out in like 2013, 2014. Now, the reason why that I wanted to talk about this is because once I got through this first episode, I realized that this show was made for me. It wasn't made for anybody else on this entire planet. It was specifically just made for me. Millions and millions and millions of dollars were spent over years and years and years so that only I could view this show. Now, if that seems strange, trust me, I feel the same way. Now, I say this because, and obviously it's not meant just for me, and I'm not the only person who watched it, and it was a popular show. But I say this because it seems like an autobiography. I was saying this to one of my buddies yesterday. You know, when we were sitting in the sauna, I was like, fuck, I'm like, I feel like this show is everything that I've ever told you who I am as a person. It's fucking wild. I watch this show and it's like everything from how I say that I was born in the wrong era. And there's a point in time of our history that I feel like my puzzle piece kind of connects a little bit more with. You know, everything from, you know, being young, strong, and ambitious, and, you know, based around agriculture and farming, and, you know, strength and perseverance and battle and love and lust and losing things, and just, you know, it is just unfathomable. Nature, mountains, conquest, wanderlust, you know, engineering, everything. Like, everything about who I am as a person, this show is. You know, everything from saying that if I ever was in a battle situation like this, like, I know in my heart of hearts, I would be one of those people that's leading the pack running at the beginning because you're hungry to get into that battle. You would not be the fucking coward waiting and hiding behind the lines. You'd be one of the people holding the biggest swords and the smallest shields. You'd be running faster than everybody else. You'd be, you know, leading your horse faster than any other horse. You'd want to be able to get in there. You'd want to clash with the opposing army first. This is what this was. You know, I like look at this and then I realize something. And I asked my oldest daughter yesterday, again, for the multiple times. I feel like that, you know, having the perspective of a young child who just doesn't understand the world yet can help you kind of clarify some certain points that you're battling with if you're willing to let it. So I say to her again, you know, like, what do you think happens, you know, after you die? And again, she reiterates her point of saying that, you know, I feel like that, you know, you come back as another human being. You just don't remember any of the things that you did before. And I'm like, but do you think that you feel them? And she didn't quite understand what I was getting at. And, you know, you probably do. You know, her last answer was, you know, like, I think I believe in reincarnation, that you come back as something. Then we discussed, you know, like, what would be cool to come back as if you had a choice. And maybe you do have a choice, but at that same time, you have a choice that your memory gets erased. So you choose what that next thing is, but then you subsequently have no memory of that choice. But again, are you left with the feeling? Are you left with that feeling of who you are? Or who you once were? And this is kind of the whole point. Where my entire life, I've always, as a young child, always felt like I was born into the wrong era. And more specifically now, today, than ever, with all this DEI bullshit, this far left bullshit, this, you know, hyper-identity into identity politics and LGBTQ+ bullshit and all this stuff, you know, where human beings just can't be equal. There can't be a meritocracy. If you believe in, you know, any kind of rule of law and meritocracy and, you know, self-governance, personal sovereignty, as a strong individual, if you believe any of those things as a strong individual, you are now an outcast. And if you happen to be white on top of that, you are even more of an outcast. If you happen to be a white male, you are even more of an outcast. And that's just the reality. That is the actual reality that we live in today. So again, I don't connect with any of this shit, any of it at all. But one thing that I do connect with is that constant nagging feeling that I was not supposed to be born in this era. And then I see a show like this. And I'm like, holy fuck. And then I keep repeatedly having these conversations with my daughter about reincarnation and not trying to bait the conversation at all, not trying to steer it in a direction that I want it to be going down, but simply just asking a question and prompting, you know, an unsolicited, well, I guess it's semi-solicited, but like an untampered with opinion. Like, is that what it is, reincarnation? Am I having those thoughts because I know they're there? I'm having what I prompted her and being like, hey, like, do you think that they're feelings? Do you think you feel what you were? You may not remember it, but is that what deja vu is? And this is something that's been talked about lots. Is like, is deja vu the things that you remember that you did in a past life? Is that what deja vu is? You know, because I can sit there and recall many scenarios where I feel unexplainedly, like I just, which is obviously not a word, but I just feel an attachment, like an actual emotional attachment to these different eras and these different times. And I just can't explain why. I know absolutely, and I have been for, let's call it 30 known years. Let's say this was at 11, I started, because I know that it was when I was a child. Let's just call it 11, 30 years. 30 years I know I've been emotionally attached to a different era in time than what I live in today. And now you can put me in one of those fucking crazy, kooky, you know, UFO conspiracy theory whack job categories. Not that I wasn't already there anyway, and everybody knows it. Now you know it a little bit more to a greater degree. Because when I watch shows that I finally get it, because it was always Westerns. It was always Westerns. It was always steam engines. It was horses. It was guns. It was shootouts at noon. It was hunting, fishing. It was, you know, the fucking Mongols. It was now like Vikings. And I realize that I keep on seeing these things and walking down this road where I feel like my soul is being knocked on like a door. being like, hey, this is you. This is you. Like, open your eyes. Like, understand that there's something here. Like, what does this mean? Like, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. But fuck, it begs me the question of like, I would love to know. Because it's getting far too coincidental to not take notice to the older that I get. Being like, why? Why does this keep happening? And why has this happened so consistently? More consistently, I would say, than almost anything else in my life. When you ask me if I have a code or a religion that I live by, it's like, that's probably it. How I identify with this alternate time. And I guess this is where people say that, you know, they want to believe that they're a furry. And maybe that puts me in the same category as that. But it's not like I don't identify with some, I don't classify myself as a Viking from fucking 5,000 years ago. But I just have like this nagging thing that's like, maybe I used to be that in a past life. Maybe 3 lives ago. Maybe 8 or 10. I have no idea. But it's probably something that I've thought consistently more and I've felt consistently more than any other thing in my life ever. So what you do with that, I don't know. But I guess the question of the day is, have you stopped to think about yourself enough to know, or do you believe, or is this you? Like, what do you think? Like, do you have attachment to what maybe was? Do you feel that running inside your bones? Inside your soul? Like, is there, do we pass energy on? Is there reincarnation? Is there, you know, do you live another life? Do you keep living lives until you get it right? All these different theories that may be out there, like, do you buy into it? I don't know. I know it's a great question, and it would be nice to know, and I know everybody on this planet wants to know. So I guess the question of the day is, simply, like, what is your perspective? What do you think?